With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and we're talking now with Kevin Fassett, the Danvers High School hockey coach. And, Coach, welcome back to MSO, and congratulations on the win today.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me. The kids played hard. It was great.
Sounds like a good start. How far was the bus ride down there?
It's only about an hour away at Groton School.
Okay. All right. Tell me a little bit about this game, Coach. Maybe who your leaders were, how it turned out, and I understand the goaltending was pretty good. So tell me about the game and how it went.
Yeah, no, I thought the kids, played hard. It was good. We had a couple of chances early on to score. We didn't. They came back and put us down 1-0, and I thought our ability to stay poised and keep working hard and doing little things paid off, and it put us back to a 2-1 lead. You know, or 1-1 after one, and then, you know, we got up to a 3-1 lead after the second, and then obviously 5-1 was the total. So I thought we did a good job running with momentum, not letting the highs get too high and the lows get too low. And I thought that, you know, credits really our captains and assistant captains who led the way.
Tell me about those guys.
Yeah. So we got Ty Langless and Nick Robinson as our captains, you know, do a great job in the locker room. You know, we got a couple other seniors in there, two seniors and a junior, Josh Henry, the junior defenseman, Mike Alessio, senior center, and Liam Brooks, a senior wing. And I thought those guys all played hard and set the tone. And the younger guys, that are also involved, a little less playing time up to this point of the season, really were following their lead. So good for them.
Coach, you know, in football, that first game, sometimes you're prone to some mistakes, some offsides, some motion penalties and stuff like that. What about in hockey, the first game? Is there an analogy to that in terms of discipline?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. A lot of your things that you do is that, we've always been, huge on playing defense first, and the defense will create the offense. And, you know, there's certain mistakes you're going to make where you get in the wrong side of the puck and you're not doing that. And I wouldn't say the lazy mistakes, but just, attention to detail and, some of the passing, stick handling, things like that. You kind of gain your hands as the season goes, as a hockey cliche. So, catching passes, making passes, things like that. We did a decent job, but there's still a lot of room to improve with the consistency there.
Mm-hmm. All right, Coach, in the preseason, tell me, please, about how the preseason has gone, and who and what you expected from the kids you had returning this year, and maybe some of the newcomers.
Yeah, I thought the preseason was solid. I thought we skated hard. I thought, the intensity was there at practice. I thought the focus was there, and, I thought we did a bit more sprinting and things like that to keep us or put us in shape or hopefully keep us in shape moving forward on that. And, we put the thumb on them pretty hard and, focused on the discipline and hard work a ton in the preseason. And I think it's slowly starting to pay off as we climb that ladder. And, the byproduct of having three scrimmages that were pretty decent teams and kind of rolled over today to our first game. So I was really happy with the start and how the guys are playing the game and representing things that are, frankly, bigger than them, like the town, the program, the people that have played before us, and I thought in their own family. So I thought that was, kudos to them for bringing that and playing the game the right way.
Yeah, legacy and tradition is so important. What did you learn from the scrimmages, Coach, in terms of either changing your mind or making up your mind about what you knew about your lineup?
Yeah, there's a couple spots, that were open from the year before. We had three seniors last year. I graduated and did a great job, so we had places to fill and moved around a couple players. So I thought some of our upperclassmen just did a great job. Again, going back to that leadership role is that, just the work ethic was there, and I got to give credit to those captains because we're going to go as they go. And there's definitely individual efforts that were there today that we got to see the film to really give them extra credit, whether it's back-checking, blocking shots, doing the little things that aren't scoring goals. Everybody wants to score a goal, but those are just a byproduct of other great attributes. And I thought there's some good things that we did today in the ice.
Well, it's funny. Everybody wants to score a goal. I always ask coaches, and I asked former Gloucester coach Donnie Lowe about this the other day. How difficult is it for you to teach as a varsity coach defense for your offensive-minded players?
Yeah, it's a sell. It's just like other parts of sports, and I'm sure most sports are like this, where you got to sell the defense because, the glory, the excitement goes to who scores the goals and things like that. But, as we know, it all starts in the other end. So, really putting that first, putting that in a place during practice early on where the energy's high and we got plenty of speed and things like that. And starting with that, I think, has really helped us say, to these young men that, you know, everyone wants to score a goal, everyone wants to win, but obviously you got to keep climbing that ladder through the defensive side of things. And there's a lot of stuff we got to clean up in our end zone today. But I thought, in general, that we've been kind of selling it. The kids are taking it all in. They seem to be bought in at the early stages, and I think that helped us, you know, play good team defense today, which, you know, generated some offensive scoring chances.
Okay, finally, Kevin, what's the makeup of the league? How do you look at the league this year as to what the challengers are going to be?
Yeah, I think every team's going to be solid. I think you're going to look back, you know, toward, I guess we can say February, and you're going to see a lot of these teams with more wins than losses in our league. I think, you know, if you're going to go through each individual school, that might take a little longer than we allow. But, you know, I think a lot of those teams that are at the top last are going to be right there again. And not only are we going to be all battling across the board, again, with those non-league opponents, I think they're going to end up on the winning side more than not. And that's just a credit to how much skill and the other coaches and the families that are involved in North Shore and, you know, really giving to this program and representing the game the right way.
Oh, it's big. It's big time right now. Okay, what's the schedule next week now for you guys?
Yep, we got Masco followed by Winthrop. So, you know, there's not a lot of time to enjoy this. Just like a loss, you kind of take it and you move on. And, you know, Masco is obviously a solid program, has won the league multiple times, you know, and playoff contenders. So them and then, you know, Winthrop winning the league last year are both squads are no jokes, and I think they're returning a good portion of their players. So, you know, we got to move forward and continue to get better because, you know, as much as we did a lot of good things today, we're going to have to get much better to really compete and be at those levels consistently.
All right. Great start, Kevin. Great to be back, and we'll talk to you soon. Congratulations again.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, and look forward to it.
Thanks, Coach. Take care.
Take care.
All right. That's Kevin Fassett, who is the Danvers High School hockey coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.